Los Angeles is under a court order to phase out separate schools for children with disabilities. Within 4 years, the second largest school system in the nation must place tens of thousands of disabled students in regular classrooms. School districts across the country have been moving in this direction, but few have attempted to do it as quickly or on such a vast scale as Los Angeles. The city's plan is costly, it's complicated, and it's extremely controversial. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
There are nearly 1,000 schools in the Los Angeles Unified School District. 17 of them were created exclusively for children with mental and physical disabilities.
Good morning to you, Monica. Your breakfast is coming in just a minute.
These segregated special education schools do what regular schools cannot, will not do for the most severely disabled kids. They feed them, train them to go to the toilet on their own, and teach them as many basic skills as they can handle.
Yes, press it. Look, what they're learning here is hand-eye coordination. They'll watch the little guy go up the step. No. Let's not turn it off. Up or through. Good.
McBride Elementary in West Los Angeles has 208 students who cannot talk, walk, sit, or control their arms and legs.
Shake, Teresa, shake it. Shake what your mother gave you.
They spend a lot of time in the school's multipurpose room, a tiny gymnasium cluttered with all kinds of orthopedic contraptions and flat metal frames on wheels called standards. They're used like dollies to roll children to different parts of the school, often to mingle with other disabled children. What kids at McBride do not get is a chance to interact with regular students. That, in a nutshell, is what the courts and the federal government have said is wrong with special education, not just in Los Angeles, but in school systems across the country. Mary Falvey, a professor at Cal State University, Los Angeles, helped write the plan that will integrate disabled children in Los Angeles.
There are children who have significant medical fragile conditions that are currently going to school in general education classrooms within Los Angeles School District. The problem is many of those parents had to fight incredibly hard to make that happen.
The plan, says Falvey, will make it easier for parents to place their children in regular schools in what's called the least restrictive environment.
It's ridiculous. I really don't know where these people come up with these ideas from.
Amanda Chapman's 9-year-old daughter, Holly, is mentally and physically disabled and attends McBride. Everything that her daughter needs is right here in this school, says Chapman.
I'm very happy with my child in a so-called restricted environment. To me, this is an extremely unrestricted environment. She's happy, she's content, she's progressing. I'm happy, I know she's safe every day. And I looked at a regular school campus for Holly. She will never attend a regular school campus.
Mrs. Chapman has nothing to fear, says Donald and Anton, Associate Superintendent for Special Education. Besides, says Anton, the district is already teaching 3/4 of its special education students in regular schools. The issue is how to move more severely disabled students into those schools with parents' help.
The decision about the placement of a child is not made in isolation of the parents or the information on the child. So Holly's mother will have a chance to be present, and will be present, I'm sure, where the decision about Holly's placement will be made.
Under the new plan, no more than 16% of a school student's population can be disabled. That means regular schools will have to enroll a lot more disabled students, and special education centers like McBride will have to transfer some of their disabled students to make room for regular students.
McCoy Pan to the Tanky, it's just where I'm from.
We're going back to the dark ages where I'm from, says Carol Ballone, a veteran teacher at the Marlton School for Deaf Children. Ballone, who's been deaf since age 5, says special education schools like Marlton teach disabled kids confidence and self-worth. A school where disabled students are the minority is unlikely to do that, says Ballone. She knows. She graduated from one of them, Hollywood High, class of 61.
The mainstream program is supposed to make me one of you.
Marlton, which already enrolled some non-disabled students, wants to be exempt from the district's integration plan. Los Angeles School Superintendent Roy Romer says his hands are tied.
We got caught into a very rigid court decree. And it was, I think, unfortunate, but that's where we are. We tried to go back to court to get some flexibility, didn't get it.
What's worse, says Romer, is that the plan does not add a dime to the district's special education budget. Special education here costs a whopping $1.2 billion a year. The federal government, meanwhile, is not even close to paying the 40% it promised to pay. Still, the city's problems with special education are of its own making. Like most large school systems across the country, Los Angeles spent years dumping kids into special education. The numbers skyrocketed. Kids were segregated. Many were warehoused and abandoned academically. Parents sued and won. Now, there's a plan to make it all right. And teachers, just like some parents, are skeptical.
Thank you for sitting down quickly.
At this recent meeting sponsored by the United Teachers of Los Angeles, teachers knew very little about the plan.
In this plan is there a proposal to reduce the class sizes when the more and more special ed students come into the regular classroom?
No. But wait.
That's Bob Ammons, a former special education teacher himself and the union's attorney.
There's a lot of resistance. More than a majority of the teachers wish this were not happening.
But fear is not a good reason for opposing the integration of disabled children, Ammons argues. He pulls out a faded, wallet-sized picture of the first group of disabled kids he taught 25 years ago.
This boy right here has Down syndrome. When I started work there, he was stripped completely naked, sat on the toilet. It was an adapted toilet with rails. His arms were strapped to the rails, a strap around his waist, and then around his knees. So they hold his penis down for 30 or 40 minutes. That wouldn't happen if those kids could talk.
Ammon says that's why desegregating disabled children is important.
It's a civil rights issue. We've kept these kids shut away. And, you know, we moved them out a little ways, and now it's time to move them out further.
How far is hard to say, but Los Angeles school officials have only 4 years to fully integrate disabled schoolchildren and make sure that every school in the system is ready to receive them. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News, Los Angeles.